28th.
Yeah, May 28th. 28th. Yesterday is 27th, Richie.
That's right.
You're living behind the times. Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program for Memorial Day. In a few moments, we're going to spend some time with Dr. Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum in Columbus, talking about a lot of things that have to do with your health and well-being. She has some very, very poignant thoughts, well-researched, thought out. I am happy to have her here every day at this time. We spend time talking about nutrition and medicine and things about your health and well-being. Set aside, I think that's the least we can do. A lot of service elements are part of the Good Day program. If you're new to the show, new to the people, new to the idea about having a basic public I guess, whenever I say public service, it always sort of sticks in my craw, but that really is it. The tradition of the old, the morning programs, they were referred to when I was a kid as full service morning programs on radio stations that through the day might play music or otherwise. I think we're going back to that, actually. There's a move afoot to bring around those full service. And it used to be that it was all local stuff, but there's local and national things because everything is now, because of technology, everything is part of what we're all talking about. What happens in Kalamazoo?
We are one.
Yeah.
We are one.
Good for you, Heather.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
Oh, when did I start?
Kumbaya,
Heather,
my
we started
lord.
Doing this about 7 or 8 years ago, where Kumbaya. Every thought that would run through, like every tenth thought that would run through his head, would all of a sudden
would
remind him of a song, and he would have to sing. He could not refrain from singing this song.
La,
my 2-year-old is like that.
You're suggesting I'm like a 2-year-old?
You hear of the elderly starting to get their little, you know. Obviously, we're all aware of dementia and Alzheimer's and everything. I'm gonna fund a research project on Doug's brain as to what causes every tenth thought to break out into song.
Is that before or after my demise?
No, before. I want to catch it while we can.
Yeah, good for you.
Maybe there's some kind of a fix.
Yeah, right. All right. So anyway, Pam is going to talk with us about yoga in part and how it may improve your rheumatoid arthritis. You have
hot
symptoms
yoga?
Of that. Yeah, she's big into hot yoga.
Have you done it? I want to do it.
I have not. There's a place in Framingham Center you can go.
Let's go.
A couple of my friends, male friends, the guy who runs the bank and another fellow who's on the board there, have asked me if I wanted to go. They go every week.
That's a meat-eating, knuckle-dragging, beer-drinking Cro-Magnon.
You wouldn't go if you're
I can't imagine myself sitting in a room with a bunch of guys that's basically a sweat box getting into yoga positions.
Stretching.
So we'll find out how much of a manly man you aren't, Richie.
But Heather, please feel free to send video if you go.
When Pam joins us in a moment. Dr. Pam Popper on Good Day right after these words.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all 4 major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. And we've been having a discussion, Pam, of one of your favorite items, hot yoga. I read something
it
over the...
It is one of my favorites.
I know it is. The American Pain Society says that yoga may improve those who have symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, understanding that there are various types of arthritis. Why do you suppose yoga, and maybe even more hot yoga, would improve the symptoms? And I always wonder, when you say improving symptoms, does that... I mean, the symptoms are, it hurts. Okay, so
right. Do
the symptoms go away, but you still have arthritis? Or is there some way of dealing with both of those problems?
Well, gosh, lots of questions to talk about here. The first thing is that rheumatoid arthritis, let's focus on that type for just a second, that is a foodborne illness. And so if you want to get rid of it, then you have to address it from a dietary perspective. And rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases respond really well to dietary change. But to get closer to the yoga question, the reason why yoga helps is it's stretching. And the reason why hot yoga helps is heat is very therapeutic. I mean, the Germans use it as an adjuvant treatment for cancer because of its therapeutic value. So heat is wonderfully therapeutic for anybody who's experiencing pain, ranging from tight hamstrings for runners to people who have, you know, advanced arthritis.
So you said it can be dealt with in terms of diet. You're going to tell us about dairy and that sort of thing?
Yeah, well,
all the things I don't want to hear.
And animal foods, the rich Western diet,
yeah,
is a factor. And there are some issues with gastrointestinal, there's a gastrointestinal aspect to it that has to be dealt with. And, interestingly enough, high gluten foods are contraindicated for people who have autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. So we take them off of foods like barley and wheat and rye, and they have to eat gluten-free oats. They can have oats, but they just have to make sure they're gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then in terms of hot yoga, it deals with all kinds of things. Yoga itself, the folks here were teasing me because we have a place not like yours. I never had heard of hot yoga before you showed your facility to me a few months ago. And now I find out that in the town where I live, there is a hot yoga studio. Apparently, this is something that's becoming very popular.
Yeah, all kinds of brands of yoga Wellness Forum Hot Yoga, we have our own brand, there are others too. It's becoming very popular, and actually not just yoga in the heat. The New York Times ran an article about 2 or 3 months ago where they were talking about the fascination with even doing aerobic and strength training workouts in the hot room, which we do in our studio. So I was kind of glad.
So how would that work? You have the weight room gets heated? Is that what basically
Well, we have weights and bands and all kinds of things in the hot room, and we do a 45-minute strength and conditioning class in the hot room, and people really like it. I like it. You know, I love heat, for one thing. That's just me, but I think that you get stretched out and worked out better in that hot room, and there's nothing better than that level of sweating. It's such a great deal.
You know, the guy who owns our Taekwondo school that we practice at, he is into hot Taekwondo, but he's just cheap and won't turn on the air conditioner. But it does help you get stretched out, for sure.
All right, let's talk about something else that I read over the weekend about red wine and how it can apparently be used to combat Alzheimer's. It has to do probably with the resveratrol, I'm thinking, anyway. Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't, and I don't put any credence by it. In fact, this is a whole big can of worms to open up, but one of the researchers who was responsible for probably most of the discussions about red wine and resveratrol at medical conferences, it turned out he made the stuff up. I mean, the data was fraudulent.
What a shock.
I'm not too big on Alzheimer's disease is a cardiovascular disease,
mm-hmm.
And it only makes sense when you think about the fact that the brain is such a big utilizer of glucose and oxygen and water, and so if you have narrowing arteries, you have coronary artery disease, you're going to affect brain function at some point in time. So a good friend of mine, Dr. Neil Barnard of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, is writing a book right now on the physical reasons why people get Alzheimer's disease. And by the way, that's sort of a catch-all term for anybody who's suffering from cognitive dysfunction these days. But people who take good care of their arteries probably aren't going to get Alzheimer's disease.
Doesn't red wine help you take good care of your arteries, though?
No, it does not. That's mythology. Yeah, I know. Darn it, right? If only all this stuff was good for you. It's a treat. I'm not a teetotaler. I tell people, my goal is not to get everybody to stop drinking or never have a cup of coffee or any of those things, but you do have to be really clear that this stuff is not health food.
I'm thinking of a song. Take good care of your arteries.
Pam, I want to start a study on what makes Doug break into song every 10th thought that run through his head.
Dr. Pam.
Well, sort of an endearing trait.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Isn't that sweet? Yeah. See, Richie?
Until you listen to it for 15 years.
Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum. Check out their website, wellnessforum.com, for lots of interesting and very up-to-date studies and thoughts about your health and well-being. Pam, have a good Memorial Day. 19 after
you
on
too.
Good Day.
Summer excitement starts at Macy's Memorial Day sale with big savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or savings tag. Dive into swimwear for her, for him, for kids, 25 to 50% off. Stock up on men's polos, $14.99 to $34.99. Take off with luggage collections, now 50% plus an extra 10% off. Macy's Memorial Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Good morning from the Today Show on the radio, otherwise known as the Good Day program. On a day we honor those who have given their lives to defend the United States of America. That's what this day is about. Have stories to share with us about your family? 800-510-8255. Lots of good music around. Last night I watched a little of the Gary Sinise and Joe Mantegna.
Which had to end early because of storms.
Yeah. 21 after on Good Day.
That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now, with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Fearless men who jump and die.
Sergeant men Barry Sadler, who is a Green Beret.
Just what they say.
This was never used. A lot of people, because this came out the same time the John Wayne movie, The Green Berets, came out, which was John Wayne's attempt to build up support for the Vietnam War, which failed miserably. The movie was popular. And there are a lot of, you know, he always would call on the big actors of the day. He always surrounded himself in all of his movies with whoever the big stars were. Because that was another way of getting more people to come see the movies. It was pretty smart. And David Janssen was in this movie. He was just becoming an important star. And he was the reporter who was trying to figure out what the Vietnam War was all about. And he had his usual cast of friends and characters like Bruce Cabot, all the people. And he had a young up-and-coming actor named Jim Hutton, who was in this movie. And, you know, it tells the story, but, you know, it's the usual John Wayne Hollywood version of what was going on.
The story.
Yeah.
Right.
This song came out at the same time. Never was used in the... in the movie, but it tells an interesting, and I thought at the time, very compelling. This song is from 1968, in fact, the Ballad of the Green Beret. Listen to this first.
A young wife waits. Her green beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
I'm looking at the IMDb for a Green Beret movie.
Yeah.
Who else was in this movie?
I was working it through my mind. Who else was in this?
George Takei.
Oh, great. Yes, he was in it. Yeah. Right, because he looked Asian.
He still does.
Yeah, he still does.
Kind of.
This song, by the way, represented a lot of what we all felt in 1968. We didn't begin to think about what the real consequences were of Vietnam until...
Yet.
No, not at all. It was in the mid-70s, early to mid-70s.
No, I mean, I wasn't thinking it.
You weren't around.
No, I wasn't thinking until the next year, 69.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were thinking. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I always asked how people call, they send emails, how would we best observe Memorial Day? There's actually a website, Richie, usmemorialday.com, if you want to go and see the way people have done this day and what is more or less, I guess, suggested. There's a lot of information about this day of remembrance, usmemorialday.com. And there they instruct you on how to observe the day by visiting cemeteries, placing flags or flowers on the graves of the fallen, visiting memorials. I find it fascinating to go to these places. And I often, you know, you go to just like my mother's grave down the street. Now, you might do that as much as anything else. I don't have to go. My father doesn't have a grave. He's got my corner here of the back room in the house.
Where he's memorialized.
Where he is memorialized. Yeah. And you know, you go by it all the time and look at, you know, these things. And as a matter of fact, there's an American flag on top of the chest. I don't think you've been here since I put this all together, Richie. Exactly. There's an American flag because he was in the Coast Guard, so he got upon his service, which was at the golf course, just like your father's was. I don't remember. Did your father was in the service, wasn't he?
My dad, no.
I thought he was for some reason.
Yeah. Anyway, so the flag is presented, and then, you know, all of the things that are part of his stuff. And one of the things was his certification as a Coast Guard bosun's mate. And that's there as well. So that's the kind of stuff that you do. A lot of flags are flying at half staff, and that certainly is appropriate as well. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What appearance? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. To join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take is a simple thing. It's not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Stephen Good Day Live Memorial Day broadcast, 800-510-8255. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and are here in our, In our here and now. That's where I was going with that. We are here and now. This should be a CBS television program.
I thought so, right? Yeah.
Here and now. I believe in the United States of America.
Song too.
As a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortune. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies.
And what year was this written?
1917, after World War I.
Amazing in just a century how much we've changed.
Right, and how much of that we've forgotten. Here's something good about something that is inherently American, our ability still to come up with a concept and execute it. SpaceX.
Yeah, I was curious to get your take on this. Go ahead and tell everybody what it is.
SpaceX is the Dragon capsule that has arrived at the International Space Station. It docked over the weekend. It is an unmanned craft owned by SpaceX, which is a California corporation funded by the guy who owns PayPal.
Right.
Is this like a drone? Or
No. It's a space rocket. There's nobody in it.
Right.
They loaded it up with all kinds of things that are needed in the space station. It doesn't have room to put human beings in it. It's not built for human beings. It's built to carry a payload. So they filled it. I think there's 1,000 pounds of food and other things they need, and they're going to exchange the food for the garbage.
Hmm.
So they're going to load the SpaceX again today,
yeah,
and tomorrow it undocks and flies back down without anybody in it to land. And I think it actually lands in the water, if I'm not mistaken.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's got landing gear.
No, it doesn't have anything. It just goes up on the end of a rocket.
Dump it in the water, and they go pick it up.
And they have guidance facilities, and has enough jet propulsion in it to guide it into where they shoot it up. When the space station is over New England, when the International Space Station is over New England, they shoot it up from Florida so that it will catch up to the space station. and then it docked, and they unload it, and then they send it back on its way.
And I think that's really cool to bring the food and then bring back the trash. So, I like that.
Right.
Knowing what a big fan you are of NASA and how upset you were with them ending the shuttle program.
Yeah.
And that you were kind of betwixt in between the commercialization of the space project.
Right.
How do you feel about this?
Well, I think it's a good step. I think, you know, I'm very much interested in private enterprise, much more so than I am the government doing things. But what concerned me about the space program, Richie, wasn't so much using the tools, but the men and women who had created what was done so well, for the most part. And it was always the men and women who were at Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral it was when it was first opened up on Merritt Island, which is just on the other side of Melbourne. It is a fascinating place because so much history has come. You go in to the building where the control center is. You go into the largest building in the world where they assembled all of the space gadgetry that went up at the end of a rocket. And they're fascinating things that give you cause to think what man is capable of doing. From that point, three men were launched off to go up to the moon in 1968. And that's really, really what both, well, Cape Kennedy was built, wasn't called Cape Kennedy. It was Cape Canaveral, built because John F. Kennedy said, we need to get a man to the moon by the end of this decade. And because he was killed, everybody said, okay, this is his memorial. Throw whatever money you have to
right.
at it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it work. Let's get the men to the moon. So then the funny stuff about this, and it's all about men and their toys. So
boys and toys.
After Kennedy was killed, they named Cape Canaveral Cape Kennedy. Changed the name. Then Johnson, being the egomaniac that he was, convinced the congressman in the state of Texas that he needed to be treated the same as Kennedy. So they built the Houston Space Center, which is basically a replication of Kennedy Space Center. There's nothing there that gets performed that couldn't be done at Kennedy. But because Johnson wanted something to be considered as great a president as Kennedy, he wanted something.
That was his pyramid.
Right. Oh. So it became the Johnson Space Center,
right.
Which is a complete waste of our money. It's still today. It didn't ever do anything that couldn't have been done in Kennedy. When the space shuttles, you can't launch from Houston because it doesn't set right. But the when the launches take place, immediately control of the space mission goes to Houston. Once the rockets are off the ground, they go to for what? It makes no sense except that Kennedy, in his egomaniacal way, wanted
and Johnson.
Johnson wanted to have something that made him as important as Kennedy. That was all it was, and we wasted untold hundreds of millions of dollars, and still do. Running a space portal, if you will, that has no meaning or justification for being.
It's just the place to report when you're having a problem, right?
No, it's a place to...
That's the only time I ever hear of it.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah. Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah. No, it's the guidance center for the space mission, but they have exactly the same guidance center at Kennedy, and they have the same people manning and watching it as they do at Houston. But because Johnson was jealous of the attention that was paid to Kennedy, and he followed Kennedy. He wanted to be remembered as the same kind of leader as was Kennedy. So in his mind, building a space station with his name on it
was his attempt
to be as good or as great as Kennedy.
Silly.
So
more than that.
How much of this did NASA have to do with regard to the launch and the control of it?
All of it.
Because it sounded like NASA did the launch,
right? They did. They hired, actually, if I remember correctly, this guy spent $1 billion developing the mechanism and the tool, mm-hmm. and NASA committed $384 million
That's right.
to put it together and send it up and monitor it and bring it back. And then some Navy ship will pick it up out of the ocean and bring it back, and they'll reuse it. It's like the old capsule. It's basically a modern Gemini capsule. That's what it is.
Right. That's about what it looks like.
Yeah, it does.
Built it, and then NASA says, here, we're going to pay you to use it.
Yeah. Right.
Very cool.
Yeah, we'll hire you to bring the stuff up to the Space Center. because they don't want to send stuff up in the Russian capsules. But they have to put the men up in the Russian capsules because we don't have anything.
SpaceX has four vehicles, it looks like. Dragon, which was the one that just went up.
Right.
And they have Falcon, Falcon 9, and Falcon Heavy. Yeah. This thing, Falcon Heavy, it looks like three massive rockets with just this little pod on the top of it.
Yeah.
So, I guess, obviously, for the larger load. But these three rockets, man, they look like they got some push going to them.
Yep. How many people heard about the monkey that escaped on the Air China Boeing 747 in the cargo hold?
Monkeys on a plane?
Monkeys on a plane. That's it. Right. Apparently, there were 60 monkeys being shipped to China for medical research, and they got out.
They had a party.
Oh, my God. 17 before the hour, Memorial Day on Good Day.
Oh my. Starting tonight on History.
That feels me damn!
An epic three-night television event.
Come unarmed to ask you for my boy.
Divorced, had my brother, and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win to the end.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood left to be spilled.
Hatfields and McCoys. The feud begins tonight at 9, 8 central on History.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hey, there he is. Come on up here and sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
Yoko.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, the 7th inning sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the
worst. Over the weekend, some interesting information about the unemployment numbers, which will be the subject of lots of conversation, I'm going to bet, on lots of the conventional talk radio programs this week, Richie. The state-by-state unemployment ranking for teenagers, that is, teenagers who are out of school, who are looking for work, who cannot find work. The unemployment rate for teenagers in California is 36%.
Wow.
36% of those who are trying to find a job cannot. In South Carolina, it's 31%. 28%. Rhode Island, 29%. Washington, 28%, as is Arizona and Nevada and Idaho.
The biggest reason for this?
Have unemployment rates that are beyond, because these kids are out of school and they don't have any skills. They haven't. Many of them have never graduated from school.
A lot of the teenage unemployment, especially during this time of year, is due to the state's budgets being cut for parks and recreation and pools, which is where a lot of summer interns or summer teenagers got their jobs. So that's been cut back dramatically.
That's a very, you know what, Richie, that's a very important issue. And the way that you look at it, the local, and this is back to government of the people, it's supposed to be a representative form of government, these people that are in charge always want to stick it to the taxpayer first. So they close what really are pretty pretty inexpensive things. Like the entire state of California has $22 million set aside for parks and rec, and they cancel a budget. So they're going to save $22 million. That's a drop in the bucket of what the overall waste in.
That they get more bang for their buck there into going, see, now if you just let us raise taxes, we wouldn't
you
have
can
this
your,
problem.
Yeah, you can have your facilities back.
You can have your fireman back. You can have your policeman back.
Man.
You can have your education for your children.
And we fall for it like
suckers.
Let's pay more in taxes. Yeah.
Suckers.
Yeah, real suckers. You know what else is very interesting? To go back to Memorial Day, do you know what the symbol is? This is so bizarre to me. Do you know what opium is made from?
The poppies.
Yeah. Do you know what the first symbol was after World War One? What people, what flower people?
The poppy flower.
The poppy. This was originally called Poppy Day.
Yeah, how come we don't that? I remember those little flowers. I miss them.
Because they're outlawed, like marijuana. Imagine if we were growing marijuana in the backyard here, in the garden. Poppies the same way. You can't sell poppies, you can't grow them. Because the poppy seed is what creates opium.
Hey, man, I love Poppy Day. It's my favorite holiday, dude.
But Poppy Day, Memorial Day was originally called Poppy Day because a lot of volunteers went to, they got flowers, at least red flowers.
God bless America,
put them around for the disabled veterans to enjoy. Poppies are beautiful flowers.
It's a great flower, man, and it tastes great, too.
Yeah. And there are pictures of men and women who are now in Afghanistan, whose jobs, men and women who are in the uniform of the United States, their job is to go to the poppy fields and pick the poppies.
I don't think they're picking it.
Yes, they are.
Probably just mowing it down and burning it.
I saw a picture of a soldier today out in a poppy field.
It's not
picking
like
poppies.
It's not like they're in the cotton fields, you know, just picking the cotton to be harvested.
I'll send you the picture.
Okay.
You do that. Right. It's so denigrating.
I think they're probably taking tanks and doing the burnouts in the fields.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mowing them down.
It's a new definition of burnout.
So Taps is played often on Memorial Day.
That was a good movie, too.
Taps was?
Yeah.
I never saw the movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
But Taps has been around since 1862. The first play of Taps was in the Battle of Harrison's Landing, which is near Richmond. The wounded commander of the 3rd Brigade, 1st Division of the Army Corps in the Army of the Potomac had his bugler, Oliver Wilcox Norton, create a special bugle call for those who lost their lives in that battle. And that's what
goosebumps.
This is.
I look at this. See the hair standing up on my arm? I have goosebumps.
It's amazing. So this is perhaps a fitting moment for us to think about all those whose day is done and gone the sun. They have paid. We honor them and you if you are of service to our country.
Few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Don't you wish you could whistle this? The big secret here is Doug can't whistle. Now he's mad at me.
He's finding something very special for us. Give a little whistle. Come on, Doug.
This was the theme. What I remember about this, not only from the movie, but also as the theme behind, I think it was, no, it was Getty Gasoline. Was that? I first thought it was Chevron.
The Colonel, no, you should leave that as a trivia question.
What? What else? What gas station? What gas company?
No. What movie was this theme used in?
The Colonel Bogey March? We can ask that question. 800-510-8255. Why not? 800-510-TALK. Give you a swell prize if you know the movie from which this comes. It's so dramatic, you can't... Alec Guinness was the star of the movie. I'm trying to remember some of the other people that were in it. And I haven't seen this movie for a bit. I don't know, 30 years.
Great movie.
It's a movie that does... It will be played on some military channel today.
Another one of the films from past decades that's been remastered on Blu-ray and never looked better.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely just gorgeous.
Yeah.
What they can do in the Blu-ray format's incredible.
What an incredible story, too, was told in this movie. All right, so Colonel Bogey March, what movie for one of our swell prizes? 800-510-8255. Chuck Curry, whose birthday is today. Wish you a happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Happy birthday to Chuck.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I'll tell you what I did over the weekend.
What'd you do?
At my local revival house, well, community theater, I did one of my revivals. I did a revival of Tim Burton's 1990 film, Edward Scissorhands, Saturday night. Had about 25 people show up, and I had a lot of fun. It still holds up beautifully, and in my opinion, Tim Burton's best movie. His first collaboration with Johnny Depp, which he's now done 8, and it's one of my, I would put Edward Scissorhands in my top 25 favorite films.
Have you done Dark Shadows yet? That started this weekend, didn't it?
Well, that's not a revival, but I saw Dark Shadows 2 weeks ago. I liked it, but with much reservation. It's just
weird.
it doesn't have a lot of feel behind it. It's entertaining to a point, but it's a little bit flat. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's just he gets so weird. The two of them must make great friends. They're just so
coming
weird.
From the
well,
same place.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Tim Burton has two children with Helena Bonham Carter, who's the co-star in that movie. That's his girlfriend, or I don't know if it's his wife.
I don't think they're
ever
married.
Johnny Depp is the godfather. Of Tim Burton's two children.
Does not surprise me at all. All right, so today we would normally go through the box office totals because it was a weekend. We wait for tomorrow, right? Although,
I'm just gonna point out that Men in Black. I'm gonna do the total box office tomorrow, but Men in Black 3 is the number one movie. It's targeted to do about $70 million on the 4 days, which is off what the studio thought. They thought it was going to do about $90 million. But like I said 2 weeks ago, the Avengers really has just swallowed up almost everything at the box office and has hurt all the major releases around it. And I have to believe that Warner Brothers executives are sitting in the office right now trying to figure how they can do a Justice League movie with the DC property with Superman and Batman in one film. But to do that, they have to lighten up the Batman character in the next franchise.
Are those the only two? Wasn't there one other one?
No, you can have, I think it's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and I think it's Green Lantern also in the Justice League.
Yeah.
But you can't have the Christian Bale Batman in that film because it's just too dark and serious.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd work. I don't know, Batman and Superman in the same film, I don't want to see.
I think we bring back Adam West for that. Da 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 da. Batman.
Or let's go with the middle ground between the Christian Bale and Adam West.
Val Kilmer.
Work a little.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah. Right. You got to lose about 30 pounds though. All right. So we wanted you to identify the movie from which the Colonel Bogey March comes. Here's Regina. Hi, Regina. Happy, if we can say that, Memorial Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's the name of the movie?
The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw it?
Oh, when I was a little girl, about 50 years ago.
Really? Yeah,
yes.
It's been a long time since I saw it. It was in CinemaScope, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
That's how I saw it. Wasn't that in CinemaScope?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, right. All right, good job, Regina. You get the prize. Hold on. 59 past the hour. Thanks, Chucker.